Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's really so many different things you can do with a big old Post Malone Raising Cane's Collector's Cup.
Head to your closest Raising Cane's and add a Post Malone Collector's Cup to your favorite chicken finger combo.
Fill it all the way up to the brim with sauce. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
One love.
Hello, listeners. Hope we're well. I thought I'd record a little intro before we get into the main episode this week. This week on the podcast, our guest is TikTok and Instagram comedian Jack Keating, aka Jack and the Bants Talk, Bants with a Z. If you don't follow Jack already, check him out. He's proper funny bloke. He really is. I'd never met him before we did this podcast, but as soon as we met up, we got on like a house on fire. Great bloke. He's just a really authentic, good, funny guy, which is, you know, perfect for this podcast. He again doesn't hold back. He says it as it is. You know what I mean? So I love Jack. It was a great chat. We had Will Robbins from the Lovely Boys on again, co-hosting. So there was a nice vibe in the room. We managed to get up to number 11 in the comedy interviews charts this week. So thank you to everyone who has downloaded so far. Thank you to everyone who's reviewed, given the 5 stars, you know, put screenshots and shared it on Instagram and all that, tagged me in it and all that, because it really does help. It's great to get it out of there, so I really appreciate all that. That's fantastic. Other news this week, I entered a national stand-up comedy competition, UK wide competition, called So You Think You're Funny, and I'm in the grand final. Oi, oi. So I'll be heading up to Edinburgh Thursday the 25th of August to be in the final at the Gilded Balloon. So if anyone's in Edinburgh, in fact, he's coming along showing the support, I'll be there, so come get amongst that. Thank you to everyone who signed up to the Patreon as well this week. Love the community we're building on there. We've been chatting on the Patreon about the format of the podcast, because I realised last week's episode with Fat Tony, got great feedback from that, because it did go a little bit deeper and it was a bit more of a free flowing chat. So we've been playing around with the ideas of, you know, do we keep it as them same same formula of them set questions, or do we do a free flowing chat, or do we do a mixture of both? So I mean, if you want to have your say on that, sign up to the Patreon, because that's where we talk it through and, you know, decide where to take this podcast, because that's what I want it to be about. I want it to be for the, you know, the listeners, and I really do appreciate the feedback. So yeah, thank you guys. Anyway, that is enough waffle from me. Let's get to the good stuff.
Just doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit-chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now it's the good stuff.
You know what, on the way here, it was a bloke on the train, and he had white bloke, cane rolls.
Strong start to the story.
And he had a ganja leaf tattoo.
Stop it. And he was skins.
Yeah, top off. Right.
That's the worst bit.
Yeah. And but he was playing music, hip hop music as loud as he can.
Yeah, bare loud.
From his phone. Yeah. But yeah, everyone does that thing. Everyone's looking at each other going, you gonna say anything?
Yeah.
Everyone's annoyed. Yeah, everyone's looking at each other going,
is this happening? Yeah. Is that
trains, man?
I'm waiting for that one person to to say something.
Kick off. What do you do though? What do you say? Don't.
If they've got that much attitude,
I used to really wind me up, and I've snatched the phone off someone before and thrown it onto the.
If you're hard, then
no, it was much smaller than me.
she was.
This old lady. But then this is years ago. Now, like, I'm just like, someone could just pull a knife, and you're just like fucked. And
you don't.
If you've got that much confidence to be fucking playing music. If someone's going to ask you to turn down, what are the odds of that person going, oh, I'm ever so sorry.
They want trouble. They want chaos.
They do, don't they? They want
I think it also depends what they're playing.
It was no.
I think you can tell a lot if you know, if it's his fucking Thomas the Tank Engine. He's probably just a bit special.
That's terrifying.
Like, okay, cool.
That would be awesome. Playing Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
Get it off.
Yeah.
Give it here.
But he was
controller. Fuck off.
Fuck you.
It was aggressive hit. But why are you fiddling with that?
I don't want to touch.
You know,
knobs.
Started.
Touch stuff.
You know, started.
Clip it
no,
up.
We haven't.
We have started. No. We have.
Okay. Fucking hell. Someone's got 100k followers. You've changed, bro.
Give me some of them. Transfer them.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It's like contactless.
Are you fangirling, I guess?
I'm a fan of Jack. Jack. Yeah. Can we see the hair? No. I've been watching your videos for years.
Yeah.
You know, back when you were gardener. Oh, the Lovely Boys.
Yeah, I've seen the Lovely Boys. Yeah. When he told me, I was like, oh, yeah, I know the one.
I do think...
The two, actually. But
I do think Jack's content, though, it's working class bloke doing videos in his van called Jack.
Yeah. I think it should work.
I like the sound of that.
I'm with a couple of Jacks here. Yeah. Double Jack.
Yeah, I've never been in the same room with another Jack.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's not
never.
True.
Never.
But what I was going to ask you, what started you doing the videos? How long have you been doing it?
Probably about 7 years. But I started on Snapchat.
Right.
Because I found out about Snapchat. They were like, oh, you should do it, Jack. You're quite funny. You should save them. So people going to me, save them, put them out.
What, because you were just sending them to mates first?
Yeah, exactly. And I was just doing that. And I kept doing it for years. I had nothing. I had 200 followers, 150 followers.
Is that on Snapchat?
That was on Snapchat. And then it went on Insta as well. Started posting them on there. Had like 100 followers for years, getting nowhere. But I was doing it for my own enjoyment, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was just like my material, I think of or whatever. I just sat on the way home from Lambeth or whatever, and started picking up, getting somewhere. But that's why I've done it, man. Just for my own enjoyment.
Because did you discover TikTok and think, oh, this is got more movement?
Well, I was getting fucking nowhere, yeah. And then someone said, do it on TikTok. Put your videos on TikTok, and then it started getting me somewhere. And then that's when I started getting a bit more followers, bit of like limelight sort of thing. Because apart from that, I weren't getting fucking nowhere, man. People don't want to follow you, man.
Not on Insta. It's hard to get an Insta follower.
And especially your mates, like, or whatever. No one's going to share your shit.
Yeah.
No one, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, your mates don't really share the thing, do they?
There's a thing called social proof. I don't think they do it on Instagram anymore, but you know when you click on something and it goes followed by, it doesn't do it, mate, and it tells you who you're following.
Oh,
anyone you're following follows them.
Yeah.
So there's a thing in psychology where you go, oh, well, if he's good enough for them to follow, I'll follow him as well.
I think
with TikTok, I don't know how, because I don't use it that much.
I'm not banging it every day.
But I think, because if you follow someone, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to see their stuff more, does it?
No.
Or does it?
I think it's like, if someone pops up on your screen, say, and you watch them, or you like it, then they'll come up again.
Yeah, and it's about how long you watch that particular video for. It's so clever, that's the algorithm. Yeah. Oh, you watch his video for 10 seconds and his for 4, so we'll show more of that of that style or whatever it is.
That's the hardest thing, though, like whacking out material every day. Like, I'm not one to do it every day. Mm. Some days I'm on a downer, do you know what I mean? Some days I don't
want
to do it.
You don't want the camera in your face.
Some days I'm like, oh, just sit there, cup of tea, can't be bothered, but... Some people do it every day, don't they? And apparently that's what you've got to do. But
is there like a reason you're doing it? You're doing it just for enjoyment, or do you want to get something out of it?
Well, I want to get something out of it, yeah. I mean, you don't know where it can go, do you? But
branding. You could do some of the brand deals.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know how all that works. I don't know how it works. People go, oh, I bet you're earning bed, don't know. I'm like, no. Like, you know what I mean? Not at all. Like,
no, I'm exactly the same, bro. Yeah. I had this thing because people think you've got a big following, you just earn money straight away. Like, I have seen people with my following, they've got like Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
But the other night, me and the cat had to share some pictures.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. I was on the chum the other night. Like, yeah.
It's like, I'm not
No, it's like... And the work you put in to get to where I am now, which is still so minor, it's big for me, but so minor, I'm still going to work, I'm still broke. You know what I mean? I'm still geezer. Like.
That's what makes people like you more likable, though, mate. Because it's the realness.
Yeah.
Mate, it comes across so much in your videos.
Oh, thank you, mate. That means a lot, man.
This is a real geezer.
Mate, I think that's a bit of a reason why people like me, people like yourself, for instance, it takes a lot longer. Because I swear, I don't see many people like me, say, that with a big following. It's so hard to get, to keep going, do you know what I mean? To actually get somewhere.
What I probably think is, like, people like me, we're sort of doing it, well, particularly you, with no tricks. Mm. It's like literally you just talking, you know what I mean? So it's that thing of, there are little, you know, people make these really glossy-looking videos.
It makes it a bit more.
But I think...
You don't need a glossy video if the sort of chat and the banter, whatever that is there. The character comes through. He's likable. You're like that.
I think that's through with Jack.
Yeah, 100%.
It's that authentic thing.
Like the thought of all the editing.
No.
All that. Like some of these videos, I'm like, fucking hell, that must take some work. Yeah. Like once, you know what? I downloaded an editing app. And I was like,
which one?
My special needs kicked in, and I was like, I can't even fucking do this. Yeah. Like, I was like, how did you do that?
You're one take wonder.
Do you know what I mean? Or even some takes it, I gotta do it again.
Yeah.
But like,
from the top.
Like, here we go. Like, you know what I mean? But
does anyone ever catch you because you're doing it in the car?
You know what? That can be bad. Like sometimes I'll go with it, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh yeah, hello.
And then on the phone
is
the camera.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, my energy bills. Not in a minute. I'm with Octopus. Who are you with?
But I think that is what you do well, Jack. Is your observations, and you've done stand up before or nothing like that.
Nah.
See, it's like you're a natural, mate. Yeah. That's the thing. That's what.
See, do you know what? I'll rate anyone getting up in front of a crowd, man. That is that. But do you know what? I was my brother's wedding about two months ago, and I was best man. And when he told me, I was like, fucking hell, I've got to fucking do a speech and all that. And I was thinking, oh god. And there was better people there. There was a lot of people, and I didn't fucking write nothing down because I think I don't know about you lot. When I've got to write something that I can't do it. When I'm writing that, if I've got a topic in my head, I can just sort of do that. So the day of the wedding, everyone's going, oh, Jack, you're going to smash it. I'm like, no, I ain't.
What time's your speech? You're going to smash it.
I know. And do you know what? I was drinking. It was making me more sober. Everyone's going, Jack, I'm looking forward to your speech. Like, oh, wait, are you sorted out? I'm like, no, man, I'm fucking... And then honestly,
no pressure.
When I got up there, like, I was nervous, but as I went on, it was all right. But I was just winging it. I was saying some random shit, but it was all right, do you know what I mean? But I would like to do stand-up, I think, but yeah.
Did you slip into any of your, like, character style thing?
No, not really.
That would just be weird.
Like, do you know some blokes go, well, fucking, they're like, oh, he slept with a brass, and you're like, he put his dick in a fucking jar once, and like, you know, some kids go like that, but I'm not like that.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm not like that, so I was just thinking of some, like, funny stories between him and his girl, and we could think of, and all that sort of stuff, like... So that's always tricky, but I was fucking bricking it.
Yeah, but I do feel that, Jack, man, because if you're that natural, you've got your comedy minded. So if you've got to do stand up, just because I think.
Well, they run a gig here if you fancy a gig.
We got a spot for you tonight.
Yeah, five spot.
Yeah.
Surprise for you. But I think that's it because it's all you've got because you've got the funny. Mm. You'll just have to work out the craft. about how to do it on stage. And that's all you'll have to do.
How long have you been doing it?
Me, stand up?
Yeah.
A year.
Fucking hell.
But the thing is with you, why you'll do so well, you're used to writing already from doing... Mm. This is why I think the whole world of comedy is changing.
Yeah, isn't it?
You can do as much comedy as you want with a phone.
Yeah.
You can just do as much of it as you want.
Yeah, and also, that's true. You can get to a further stage. Like years ago, you would have had to go gigging all around the country. I think sometimes with some people, you still do that, but some people, like, they've started on their phone and it's got them to a certain point already on the stage or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that, but that's it. I think it's just a different way of doing it because there's things that being on stage you can only learn on stage.
Yeah,
but you ain't got to fucking break your back going everywhere doing it. Do you know what I mean?
You know your character you do where he's like self-critical or like really like self-conscious of how he says things.
Oh, so
he keeps on repeating how he says. He's like, oh, can I get a KFC bucket? Oh, no, why am I sounding like that?
Yeah.
No,
yeah, Big Mac meal.
Yeah, and that's good because it's like, you know, exposing your sort of like self.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in Five Guys the other day and I thought of you. And in Five Guys, when your order's ready, they go... Jack with the
burger. Yeah, it's so odd.
There was this fifth, like, he was young, he was like 19, he was like, Jack.
I was looking at him, I was like,
your voice is not that deep.
You
know what annoys me?
Yeah, Tony. Yeah. it wasn't that.
It's annoying, isn't it?
No, it wasn't like, his normal voice.
I hate, the people who read out the receipt numbers, they always pick the quietest geezer, the quiet little Alice. Like,
number 34.
Everyone's like that.
Everyone's like,
And then everyone's like, oh, mate, sure. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that's annoying when someone's number's getting called out and they don't realise.
Yeah.
You're like, mate.
They're there on their phone, like, and you're starving. Like, you're like, I need that Big Mac. No, I hate that. But Five Guys is depressing, isn't it?
I like the food, but when you're going into the establishment,
I
went to the one in Covent Garden, it's chaos.
Is it?
It's like rats.
You can't beat McDonald's, can you?
Yeah, you can't.
It's just it's a good feeling.
The cheeseburger went up $1.19, didn't it?
Double cheese.
Everyone's going mad on it. Yeah, it went up to £1.19.
Mate, it's chaos.
Didn't even notice. He's so rich, isn't it? He's like $1.19.
He's like, I'll get a ten.
$1.19.
Oh, shit. Yeah. What was your first video to like blow up then? Was there one moment that was like, oh, this is getting off?
No, what the fuck? Do you know what? I can't even remember, mate. What was the first video?
I think the food ordering ones was going.
Yeah, I think it was the food ordering one.
Yeah, you're ordering the food.
There might have been one or two before it when I got a parking ticket and I said, Jesus, give me a fucking Pokemon shiny. And I was like, he's gave me a Charizard. What's he playing at? I've just come out of work, that sort of thing. And that sort of went quite viral. But yeah, it was the food ones that.
TikTok.
Yeah. Wait, do you not find it? You've got to keep the same. If I keep doing the food ones, it'll get more views, more followers. But if you switch it up, your views change or your followers.
But you know, I found something the opposite. This is the weird thing that happened to me, right? Because I watch people like who do that, where they get a character and then they just fucking go for it.
And they blow up.
Yeah, but I do this thing because I think because I vary it so much.
Mm.
I swear, like I think to myself, right, this one's going off. I'll keep doing that.
Yeah.
And then they don't. Nothing happens.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah, I get the opposite.
As soon as you think you've worked it out, it just changes. It's annoying, but
it's bollocks.
If a video does do well, if you repeat the similar sort of thread.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. I start thinking, if I keep doing it, yo, can I get cheeseburger like, and all that? If I keep doing that, oh, can I get a cheeseburger? It's like. It'll get a bit fucking repetitive.
But I think, Jack. I like it.
I mean, this is the thing.
Yeah,
like, I think there's a thing where people.
True. Very
this,
true.
Is this a TikTok?
Yeah.
Discussion.
Yeah.
We're common ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brainstorm.
But I think as well though, what it is people like to know what they know.
Yeah.
They feel that little comfort. Like, oh, I like these videos.
I had one guy. I was in Enfield. I was working on like some estate, and I was outside. Yeah. And I don't know about you lot, but I hate it. Sometimes I hate when someone comes up to you and you're like, I'm just a normal person as well. And they're like, and they're gassed. And they're like, can I get a pic? And I'm like, I'm just normal as well. Like, and they're like, I'm like, yeah. But he come out. He went, oh, yo, Jack. He went, let me get a picture, please. I was like, yeah, no problem, man. He was, I love them food ordering ones are sick. Yeah. He was like, but the other stuff, man, I don't really like that. I was like, you know that backhanded compliment? He was like, I don't really like the other stuff. And he kept going on about it. And I was like, oh, that's cool, man. I was like, fuck your picture. You know what I mean? But I had to sit there and be like, yeah. Like, I was like, ah, you know, he's not doing that one and that one. And he was doing that. And I was like, ah, oh, mate. And I,
focus on the ones you like. Yeah, like, come in with criticism.
I wouldn't do that. Like, I mean, I can take criticism, but do you know some people, they're rude, like, they'll go on about it. Like, they'll be like, I love that, but that stuff's shit.
People don't want to.
It was really annoying when you did those ones.
Yeah, like, I don't really like the other stuff.
People
like,
don't want to give you too much. That's what I get comments that, like, they'll say, like, yeah, this one's actually funny because I think the rest of your videos are shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what?
All right. Because what they're scrolling through, they're going, they don't want to laugh at you, right?
Yeah.
But they'll go, oh, I don't want to give him too much. I have to let him know he's funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't want to give him too much. But this is my latest thing I keep getting. You know, I do the Roadman character.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did the Adam and Eve.
Yeah, that's
Roman good. Does Adam and Eve, right? And Brett, the bizarre, obviously he's a thick character who's telling this story that's all wrong. And the amount of comments I'm getting at the moment, it was actually Eve that ate the apple.
Oh, it's just a bit of comedy, mate.
There's a lots of stuff in this story that he's got wrong. And the thing is, though, I don't think Adam and Eve is actually how the world started.
No.
Like, if you're gonna go deeper into it,
I'm Catholic, and I couldn't tell you a thing about fucking Jesus. I went to church, I done the confirmation. I fucking had the priest man at back and all that.
Baptism.
Yeah, like I weren't that keen fucking ging. I'd done it because I was from an Irish background and my dad, they want you to do it. So we'd done it, you'd get baptised, communion. But I couldn't tell you a thing about it. I weren't that keen. Like, I'll just do it because it was like, oh, you got to do it. Don't tell your nan you didn't go to church on a Sunday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But some people in school, they'd tell you fucking chapter, verse 1.5, Matthew the second and all that. And like, they're bang on it, yeah. But I weren't that keen on it.
You know what? I'm not surprised.
It's not like
a revelation.
No, I'm like, yes, brother.
Yeah, so a few bits wrong.
So where are you from?
I live in Holland now. I lived in Islington.
Right.
I've lived everywhere. And then I moved to Waltham Cross. I've lived everywhere. I've lived on boats.
I was
a boat gypsy.
I can imagine you on a boat.
Yeah, we lived on boats for years, man. Yeah.
Oh, really, yeah?
Yeah, it was blitz.
My mum lives on a boat.
Yeah, come on. Will knows about that. Like. No, but it was fucking... Some days, if your heating packed up, because we had a log fire and then we changed it, we went to heating. And if it packed up, it was fucking freezing. I was ill for like 2 years, just always ill.
Living on a boat?
Yeah.
Huh? On the boat?
Yeah, like, just because it was always cold
that
and blitz.
A bit damp.
Yeah, a bit. You could get damp or after the boat's underwater. And so when you get up like, out of bed, the fucking cold. If your heating packed up, it was blitz. So yeah, I lived on boats for years.
With your whole family?
Yeah, yeah. There was like four of us, three of us. No. My first boat I lived on, I couldn't even stand up. I was like,
the hunchback.
Yeah, man. And then so that was a crazy time of my life, man. It was good fun though. Good fun. I met a lot of nutty people.
You have to move about every 2 weeks. Or
no, we got a plot. So right. If you had a plot, in you were rich. If you had a plot, you were lucky.
Okay. Yeah.
Like we weren't boateers, mate. We
boateers. We'd done it
because we lost everything. So we lived on a boat.
Right.
Because we lost it, we went to boats. So we didn't have
to. We lost everything.
We lost our ass and that. Do you know what I mean? So we was in debt. So we had to get a boat. That was our only option. We were homeless. So
how old were you that time?
18 to about 20 odd.
Yeah.
25, 26. We weren't proper boaters, so we didn't know how to drive a boat and all that. We just needed to fucking stay put. Do you know what I mean? If we needed to go get something, we're like, oh, mate, you can't take us out. Yeah. Once, we rented some geezer's boat. And he was like, yeah, it was our banks. Like, love, nice one. And we didn't know what we were doing yet. And when you shit in a toilet, it fills up a tank, yeah?
Right.
So we had to go empty our toilet out. So we got on the boat
manually, or you put
no, you get pumped, you go and get pumped out.
Yeah,
so we were like, we got to get the boat, we got to drive it down here. We were like, no, that's not what we're doing, man. So we were like, this fucking nutty family, yeah. And we started the engine, it's intimidating, and we're going, we've crashed, yeah, we've dented his boat, we've eaten it, and we're all shouting at each other. We're going, no, you don't fucking, we're going, you don't know what you're doing. And everyone's looking at us along the rivers, like, we didn't know what we did. And we had to get someone to help us to steer it and all that, mate. Honestly, it was fucking, it was crazy,
did,
mate.
Did he mind the dent?
He was all right. But yeah, fucking hell, mate.
People are nice.
Yeah, people are nice, to be fair. Like, and there was a lot of people from our situation,
yeah,
or a lot of people who can't afford things, so like, they a lot of boat life tripled in like 3 years or something, years ago, because people couldn't afford shit, you know what I mean?
I think this is where like a lot of humour and funny people come from, though. That's hard stuff. That's what makes life funnier, do you know what I mean? Being able to smile and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, Jack. But do you know what the thing is? Like, I've got good family. Like, we're always laughing, you know what I mean? No matter what we go through, do you know what I mean? We're always together, we have a laugh, do you know what I mean? We keep our spirits up. So I think that's why I'm like how I am, because I never thought any different. I never thought I was always happy. I never thought, oh, fucking, I've got to go home. I'm blitz. I never thought like that. I could live in a shed. Yeah. I honestly could live in here. I'm like that, you know?
Is that right, Moose?
We get a little bed up and that.
We'll work something out.
Get a little dav lav there, a little.
I said it's my brother, though.
I think that's just called Big Brother.
Don't worry about the cameras.
What?
I would say it's my brother, though. Like, we used to just go on caravan holidays when we were younger. Yeah. Best memories, man.
Just so sick.
Love the caravan.
Sick. Oh, mate. We had a caravan in Isle of Sheppey in Kent.
Yeah, we used to go.
That was you. We was called. Yeah. Mate, it was a shithole.
Yeah.
Mate, the fucking stories I've got from there. Like, we used to. Ours was called Coconut Grove. Right, it sounds pleasant, doesn't it? But it ain't. And you meet all walks of life. But we used to have football matches with other caravan sites. Yeah. And mate, the fights, the fucking mad. It's like Snatch. It was like Snatch. Travellers and all different sorts, like, people from London or wherever, and like just kicking off. And you know, and because the son gets, the dad comes out. He's like, right, I'm gonna fight the dad now and all that. And you're like, what is going on, mate?
The thing is about them things. Well, when you was young, like when I was younger, mum and dad, right, just in the clubhouse.
Yeah,
pissed,
getting pissed.
And you just go, fuck off. You just get fucked off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you come back, dad can have a pound. No, you've had a that's enough now.
You've had your pound.
Mate, and that's what you end up doing. You end up just a pool table rolling the whiteboard up and down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If there was a red left, like, you just play it like.
Don't watch it.
But there was like, always just like, but you'd go up and say, dad, can I have the money? No, fuck off. All right.
Mate, they were the days.
Kids are spoiled nowadays, man.
Kids don't hang about. And I don't see no one in the courts or playing about or running about. We used to just run.
Do you remember Kirby? Playing Kirby?
Yeah, Kirby.
Kids don't run anymore. Kids don't run.
I used to be always running, man. I was running. I'd come out the door, run.
They're just tapping buttons.
Yeah, I know. They're like that, man.
Where's the running kids gone?
Running's R1 or is it L1 on FIFA?
R2, bruv.
That's the thing I don't like about social media. I mean, like, obviously, it gives you a platform and that, but I weren't on anything for years. I weren't on nothing. People were like, oh, get Facebook or get Instagram. I was like, no, allow it. No, fuck that, no. And then in the end, I thought, I might be able to do something with comedy. So I got Insta. Yeah. But I don't like, that's what I don't like. Kids now are doing all this and they're not running about. They're not getting the chase. They're not getting chased for a while. They're not having a laugh. Do you know what I mean?
Do you have kids?
No.
No, okay.
No. I don't have my own kids.
Really? That's interesting.
I don't have my own kids, man.
And more and more people are saying this. What's your stance on new kids being brought in to this world?
I think it's... I don't like kids, man. And I know.
You're like yours.
Yeah,
probably.
But I mean, like, obviously, we were all kids one day, yeah. But the people having kids now, it's like this cunt here. Like, you know what I mean? I'm seeing a lot of cunts. Like, I mean, but the way life's going as well, it's a crazy time, isn't it? Like, I can't even afford to pay my energy bill. Like,
I've
things
just
like
had
that.
20 grand.
Exactly. Like, I see. Like, that's nuts. That's mad, isn't it? 20
my
grand.
My meter's 40.
I can't afford.
That's that weed grower's got in the
lockdown.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
No, my meter's playing up.
Everyone's getting weed grows now, isn't it? Everyone's getting weed grows now. But no, I don't know, man. You can't ever say never, but at this moment in time, I'm not sure.
Are you much of a scroller yourself, though?
Do you know what? Oi. My fucking my screen time came up the other day. Your screen time it's gone up like 8 hours or something.
It's chaos.
I never used to be that. I used to hate mates in clubs. Yeah, when they're going to a club and they'll be on a dance floor like that. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Now, not in a club, but now I get home and I'm like that for a lot. I am like that. I'm not gonna lie.
Wind down, scroll.
Wind down, scroll.
And you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, like I don't watch TV no more.
Yeah.
What are you looking at, Jack, on there?
Porn. I'm flicking through them categories. I'm flicking through, man. I don't get pussy. I'm flicking through, bro. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like my screen time has gone up massively. It's shocking.
And if you add that up, the daily usage over
it's
a month,
actually pathetic.
It's actually like four or five days.
It's sad, isn't it?
Month.
Isn't it sad?
I listened the other day to it was Sean Locke's last gigs before he passed away. Yeah. Right? There was the comedy store. He had this bit that he was saying that when he sits on the train, he's saying everyone's on the phone. He goes, I'm looking about, thinking about stuff, and that inspired me.
Yeah,
because that's if you're into comedy and observations, man, you got to keep your head up, man.
I think that's. Yeah, that's true.
Obviously, you've got loads of observations. Like, do you jot them down or do you just think of it and just do it?
Think of it and just do it. And now I have started to jot them down because my memory is shit now. My memory
list is good.
Yeah, like, my memory ain't what it used to be now. I forget shit. And then I have a really good idea and I'm like, oh, fuck it, man.
You've always got to write it down.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's so good. I will always remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, 2 minutes
later. I just put it on my notes. Not write bare shit down. I might just put a directions.
Yeah.
And then I can just go off my head. I can just do it. Like, do you know what I mean?
That's quality, man. But do you have like so you don't think, oh, I'm gonna say this joke, I'm gonna say that joke. You just start talking and see what happens.
Pretty much, yeah. I just start talking.
That's a talent, man.
You think?
Yeah, you know, I have to I don't write anything down, but I have to sort of plan it out and think
what, and actually have a writing that. Like,
I don't ever write because I just don't like writing.
Yeah.
I don't like reading.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I can't write.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. I just don't like it.
Exactly
write.
What it is. I can't.
Yeah.
I read, and even if I read, I can't.
Most of the day, my head's always going. Do you know what I mean? I'm an overthinker.
Yeah.
And my mind's always going. So I'm like, I'll be in the car, I'm driving along. I'm like, and I can be sort of going, so say if I think something, I'll do it at my edge. Yeah. And that's just freestyling it. You know, I can't do a whole, write a whole thing out and go. So when I come to the park once and I said that I can't do that,
I think that's you because you're a lot like my brother. My brother's like that. My brother comes up with like observations like for that comedian would take ages.
Yeah.
He thinks about these. They done one the other day. He told me that. Does everyone else do that thing when you pretend to wash up cutlery?
Mate, washing up.
Teaspoon gets no love.
No love. Mate, washing a spoon. I'm soaked.
Sometimes a glass is just rinse under the tap and back.
Mate, do you know what I do?
What is a weird one, though? Washing up a saucepan after boiling an egg.
I'm a lazy washing up. Like, what I do is I leave it all till Friday. From the start of the week, I'll leave all the pots will be out. I'm cooking all the time and I can't be able to go wash up. And I've got to cook again now. I've got to wash up, so I just leave it.
That's what you got to do.
One thing and it's a mess.
Yeah.
That's in Jack's dead meals.
He
makes dead meals.
Yeah, just dead meal.
Really shit
meal, shit meal.
What's one of your dead meals?
One of dead meals was chicken, so it's like, yo, grab the fucking chicken fillet, pull it in the microwave, 2 minutes top, season it, salt and pepper, dead meal, like, and I'll be like, ingredients in the bio, you know what I mean? You know these chefs, they always say ingredients in bio, don't they? Like, there's no ingredients to that, do you know what I mean?
Because I think there's a thing, someone like Jack, though, this was said, but it's just him and his phone just recording it. If people with the know-how, you could make that into like a proper good-looking cookery show.
What's his name? Joe Wicks did 60-second meals. Joe Wicks did exercise.
Six-second meals.
Jack's 6 seconds.
It's like Jamie Oliver, 30-minute meals, 15 minutes. You try and do that in my kitchen. I ain't doing nothing in 15 minutes or 30 minutes.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Collab, Roadman and Dead Meals.
Just two stone people.
Hey, that chicken's all right.
You can cook, you know.
Just crisp sandwich.
Send me the recipe.
Doritos.
Doritos. Just shoplift your ingredients.
Fridges, chicken.
Actually, I was going to bring that up. Shoplifting, because it's one of my questions about you.
I'm innocent.
You done a whole fucking video the other day.
Yeah, top drawer.
Top drawer. He looks like a bloke.
In my heydays.
Where are you getting this from?
You
slide a baguette up your arm.
Oh, well, I've taken both your phones. You don't even know. But yeah, mate, I did. That was just where it was growing up around the area. Like, if you was bored,
Nick's saying,
go and steal something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly,
go and get a chase, go egging. Remember Egging?
Yeah.
Egging was the best.
That's quality.
I used to love Egging. Yeah. I used to like go Halloween. And there was a point where I nearly got killed. Yeah, I was the younger.
Salmonella.
I was, yeah. I was the younger. And like they used to go to me, when we used to go Egging, they used to go, Jack, go on, get a head start. Because I couldn't keep up. I was slow, yeah. So like, Jack, go on, get a head start, yeah. So we all egg this ass Halloween. Getting a head start. And I froze and this geezer come out of a bat, right? Like, so it wasn't even a bat, bro. I don't know what this thing had, a big curl in it. I stood there and I was crying. I started crying, like, and then it all kicked off. But like, I was thinking, I was leaving. We're in the wrong. He went like, and then they were like, oh, he's a kid, man. What are you doing? All like, he's a kid. But yeah, them days, man.
You know, it's funny when it got to Halloween, when you got to like 14, 15, you're still trick or treating, but you don't dress up.
No.
You knock on people's doors. Knock on the door. Can I have some money, please?
Trick or treat. Trick or treat.
Give me some money or I'll fucking egg your house.
But there was a time, where all the shops stopped selling eggs. Because we go in, but oh no, we're going to bake a cake. No, we're baking a cake, man. My auntie's baking a cake, man. What are you saying? My auntie's baking a cake. Yeah. What do you mean?
Give me 23rd of October.
Yeah.
It's cake time.
Yeah, like,
cake. Halloween just, or extortion.
We'd be chawing the eggs, we'd go in, like, if they didn't believe the egg story, we'd just take them.
Man's trying to bake a cake up.
Yeah.
Thunder and lightning. You call it thunder and lightning or hit?
What's that?
Knock down,
thunder and lightning. I've never heard of thunder and lightning.
Where are you from? I'm from Somerset.
Oh, you're from Somerset, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somerset
you
vibes.
Thunder and lightning.
The weather.
Mate, knock down ginger.
That's been a bomb, isn't it? Someone knocked down ginger me the other day.
Mm.
Little cunt. I saw her do it.
Mm. I missed that when I moved in a boat. I missed that.
No.
I was like,
I was like,
where's the knock down ginger? No kid. Where's the eggs? I come back one night. I come back fucked. And you know, I don't know how I didn't drown some nights, like falling in the river and that. And I come back, and walking on the decking, and it did look sus. It looked like me, I was walking, and someone set the skis as a boat alight. I'm walking up the mooring.
Is that lightning then?
Is that thunder lightning again? Yeah. And I walk in, and this ball bloke, he's like, oi. I was like, oh, mate, I was steaming, like, jaw right here. Like, He was like, do you know anything? Was it you?
Oh, no.
I was like, mate, I've just come back from night out. He was like, nah, fucking. And his missus come out, it weren't him, it weren't his dawn son and all that. I was like, what's happened? He was like, mate, my boat's fucking tonight. His two parrots were dead. He had two parrots, a dog. But everything was dying, everything was dying. And I was sitting there like, no, I ain't touched it. Like, I ain't done anything. Like, but do you know when you look guilty? Do you know what I mean?
Even so when you bad. Just said it, I didn't believe you just then.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't believe you.
You know what I mean? I'm innocent, I swear down. But I'll probably look guilty. And the more I was going, oh, I don't know anything, mate. I've just come back from that. And he was
you're like, I'll help you.
Where's your parrot? Give me your parrot. Like, do you know what I mean? But I felt for him, man. Yeah, like, he ain't got a lot. And his whole, everything's dead and burnt. And then I just walked down and went to bed.
But I do think this is this is the working class thing though of when you are kids. We just touched on it earlier, just hanging about, getting into trouble. And I think there was an element of your brain that just went like, how can I be a little fucker right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Not like how can I do something nice.
Yes, no.
What can I do,
little fucker,
to be a
dead
little
meal?
Yeah. I ain't got a bottle to do any of that now. I ain't got no. Like, I suppose you could grow up.
Do you remember Graffin?
Yeah. Graphic. Oh, what is it?
What's your tag?
Like money's was here and all that.
I remember we used to go around and it's how you introduce each other. Be like, hey, would you rate?
Yeah, like,
would you rate?
What's here, 2002? Yeah. Mine was money's. Yeah. What was yours?
Money's.
That's a brave thing to admit your tag.
I didn't even want one, yeah. And I was in school and I always had coins in my pocket because I had a hole in the default through.
Yeah.
So my mate was like, yeah, I was like, you should be money's, man.
Money's.
Oh, is that money's? What?
No, Jack, that's got to be the character's name for Dead Mill. Isn't
it? Money's.
Money. Money's and Pesa.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We're doing that. Money's. We'll bring money's back. Fucking hell.
Willie on the wall, and that was it.
Willie.
Oh, what's his name?
We used to draw Willie, so I didn't write Willie.
Yeah. That could have been your thing.
Yeah.
Willie.
That's
the thing you do, that.
Crazy.
Creative.
Happens as a parent. When you take your kids to the playground, you're like climbing frames and that. And it's like 15 year olds, like Bunnings. You're trying to take your kids there.
Kids getting filmed at.
They're just like knocking it.
Yeah.
And I find, teenagers and children scarier than adults.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you know you get into confrontation with it.
Yeah, they don't care. I'm not. I can't fight, bro. Yeah.
I mean, they're not quite old enough. Not quite young enough. They're in that weird middle.
Yeah, because some kids are massive.
Yeah, and they give it back.
Yeah, they're brave.
They're like, if they're like sitting in your car or so, you go, oh, get off. They go, yeah, no. Like,
yeah. Come on, son. Come on.
No, okay, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I suppose. We do little cuntish things, but I weren't a cunt. I weren't an horrible bastard. Yeah. But we do mess about and have a little.
How old are you, Jack?
30 now. 30 last week. This,
do you remember it? Do you remember like how popular it was getting mugged?
Oh, I got. That was all right.
Popular.
It was very popular.
It don't happen anymore. No. Everyone's got phones.
But it was a thing to get robbed. Yeah. Like, it'd become a let's get a chase.
Did it happen the same with you? So people would come up to you, right? They'd send out like a skirt. There'd be a group of them. They'd send out a little one to go, yo, blood, you got a tam.
Yeah, that is exactly what happened.
And you get your phone out and they go, oh, he's the one with the phone.
Yeah, yeah. My iPod Touch got robbed. I was gutted. And like, I was in KFC and I was always, I was walking past KFC and I see these three boys and they were dossing me out and I was like, oh. And then my little youngster mate, Harry, he was in KFC and he come out of his uncle and he was like, oh, can I walk home with Jack and all that? I was like, no, Harry, go with your uncle, gone. And I was walking, I was like, bricking it, do you know what I mean? Because I don't like all that shit. I was like, ah. Oh. The geezer come up to him. Why is it when they call you over, you go to them? Yeah. Like, why do you go to them? Why am I such a pussy?
Yeah, coming over now. Coming
I'm such a
now.
Pussy that I'll go walk over to him.
Yeah. Come over and get mugged.
Yeah. No worries, mate. Yeah, but you know your adrenaline's going. So, yeah. And you know the one they do, they put their arm over you. They put their arm over you. Yeah. And that's exactly what he says. Like, what school do you go to? And I was like, oh, blah, blah. He's like, oh, do you know, blah, blah. I was like, no. Knowing that I'm going to get robbed. Like, yeah. And he's saying bare shit. Like, and I was like, oh, you know, and he was. I thought there was only one of him at the time. And I was like, I might be able to swing it and run off or get away from him. Yeah. And then another one come around the drive-thru. Who's the guy? Grab me up. Yeah. And another one come around. So I had three of them like that. And I was like, bricking it. And the thing is that where I lived, yeah, it was in my area. Across the road's the basketball court, and I see all my mates there. And I was like, do you know, I'm getting fucked. Yeah. And not one of them are turning around. And I was like,
flare gun.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Rape whistle. Yeah, they don't work for blokes, do they?
Yeah.
But like, I was like, oh, let's just cross the road and we'll sort out then. They're like, no, we ain't crossing that. Grabbing me up, stripping me down, bro, pulling me down, trousers and all that, grabbing me up. He's like, bro, I'm going to count down from five. When they start counting, you're like, oh, no. Dead.
Count down from
five? Yeah, like, he couldn't even count the cunt.
What's that about?
No, I know. Exactly.
The other funny thing about it, because where I grew up in Croydon, started off in Croydon, and then my mum, for like, scared of me getting mugged and that, moved us to Sutton, which is like two train stations.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's when the mugging started.
Yeah.
Because all the muggers thought, oh, they're already over there.
Yeah, Jack's gone over there.
So she made it way worse for you.
All the pussy holes you couldn't handle in Croydon, they moved away. All the muggers thought, I was going over there then. Easy pickings over there, man. Yeah.
Mate, it was rife.
This happened was by. I think that's why it don't happen as much.
Do you think? I think now it's just stabbing.
Yeah, but I just think people ain't got. Everyone's got a phone.
And everyone's more busy doing a TikTok and that.
Yeah,
isn't
like, people used to just be selling phones.
Yeah,
3210s and that.
Mate, I was
with a new cover.
I think they snatch them now. They just snatch them in bikes.
Yeah, that's they do. Yeah, I saw that.
Snatching.
It's really. I saw that in Seven Sisters.
Yeah, that happens all
that
the
happens
time.
A lot.
On peds, they drive up on peds.
Yeah,
and I saw it in Seven, and they go boom. Yeah, they take it.
Yeah, because I think that
which
was,
I mean, it's just lost its personal touch completely.
Yeah, isn't it? It was more close feeling, more intense, you know. Quite romantic, wasn't it?
Exactly. I used to love it. But that was the thing.
The geezer was almost tugging me off when he done me like it was like fucking like I was like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? I had long johns on and shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, long johns. Do you remember long johns?
Yeah, is that embarrassing? You're pulling trousers down.
Nah, I was great. I've done worse than my long johns. That part,
was that definitely a thing of like turning the corner. And this is the thing as well. Mm. Walking through the flats.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you see the group.
Yeah,
you can't back it, can
nah,
you?
No, nah, no. Nah.
You've got to go right,
shoulders back. Exactly,
put a little bit more
exactly,
of a bop on.
Look on. But it's like, even now, if I'm working in an estate or something now, and there's a group of kids, you say kids, they're bigger than me, they're massive, like, and I'm like, oh, and you know, like, you're like, you've got one look into that and that's it.
Yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? So you get your one look out of the way and you're like, you get your good look. So you're like, are they going to come over? Where are they? What's their angle? You get your look and then you look away and you
that's
just
it.
Look
hope
down.
Hope for the best.
Yeah, hope for the best. And if you look up again, you're done.
Yeah, that's it.
You good, yeah?
Yeah. I think that's it, because it's the thing of like, because if you've got to walk through the middle of them as well.
Yeah, no.
That's the thing. You've got
killer.
You got to front it.
Yeah.
It's the minute you go, right, I'm going to cross the
but
road.
But I front it, but I know I'm getting robbed. Yeah. Like, I can't even front it, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Just give him the phone.
Yeah, just carry on, mate. Take it, please.
Could do about the
egg. But do you know what would be worse if I got robbed now? I'd feel like I can't. But I'm not changed. I'd still get robbed.
Yeah. Well, I think it is, you could probably take it better being on a bike.
Now you probably
got front nothing.
Just save my TikTok videos and
then have it. That's another thing. Isn't
that'd be the heartbreaking thing.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Back it up in the iCloud.
Sometimes
I pre-make videos. So I've got say like four.
In the drafts. Like,
if they went,
that would be annoying.
That's the thing. Like, have you ever been hacked?
No, mate. I remember when your account got hacked.
You remember that?
I was like, what are you up to?
You know how many people were pissed for me?
What do you mean, pissed?
Hey, you're doing fraud and all that. And I was like, I was angry.
I was like, it's obviously a hacking because, yeah, you were.
Yeah. What are they doing? So they messaging people.
They took my account and do you know how I got done? This is so peak. Yeah, I was pissed off because I thought, how did you fall for that? And so I hadn't long got up. And I got a message on Insta from a mate who I ain't heard from for years, yeah? He was like, what's happening, Jack? I've come into some money. I got done.
Can I sell you some beans?
So the thing is, why I believed it is on his page, I kept seeing pop-ups of like money and all that, he's coming to money. So I was like, oh, what's happening? Like, blah, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, I'm doing giveaways.
I thought, loads of money and I want to do giveaways.
What a plonker. And I was like, it was like, just give me your email. And I was like, bang. And he was like, I'll sort it out. So I'll give him my email. And then this circle cut, I went, no. I stood up. I was like, Jack. And I was starting to get somewhere. It's taking me so long. And I was like, fuck. I was like, no. So I rung my mate. And I was like, you're right, Rob. I was like, please tell me that was you I was just talking to. He went, you ain't, have you? I went, I have, mate. I went, what's happening? He went, oh, he's doing everyone, mate. I went, fucking hell. And the geezer had it for about 2 months, yeah? And what you have to do is when you get out, you have to do this. Video verification thing.
All right.
Yeah, and mate.
Well, you reported them.
You report it.
And they scan your face.
And mate, I'm not a techie, so I didn't know what I was doing. So I'd get in for 2 seconds and he'd get it back. Yeah, and mate, that stopped working. So do you know how I was getting numb doing that? And the more I was doing that, I started hating the look of myself. I was like, fuck, you know, you ugly cunt. Like, I was like, oh, fuck, I've got to do this again. Like, every day, yeah. And he was
screaming, just keep the account, keep it.
Insta must have about 40,000 videos of me going like,
you've mugged yourself. Now look at your face.
Look at your face with a hangover, like.
Yeah, have a word with yourself.
Exactly. You need to sort it out. Like. And then, it took me 2 months to get back, yeah. And then when I got in, he kept posting it on your account. And he posted old videos on me on my story.
What?
So people were like thinking, oh, it's Jack.
Oh, so it's still Jack. Yeah.
That's and then so weird. He was like, so it took me 2 months. And then I got in and I lost loads of followers. And he was like, people were like, oh, you cunt. Give me my £500. Or like, you fucking.
So he was actually.
Yeah, he got people's money. He was like, you wank. Everyone was like, you wanker, you cunt, and all that. And I was like, bruv. And then
the people didn't realize I got scammed.
Yeah, exactly. I'm keeping it up, man. You know what I mean? I cleaned up, man. I'm paying them energy bills with that money.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, it wasn't me.
No, I just called you a cunt.
Got nothing to do with it. I was just thinking you're a cunt. Exactly. And then some people were like, say, followers who helped me out, like, they messaged me, like, you wanker, mate, taking the guy's thing. Like, I'd rather him take my money. Like, I didn't have fuck all, but I'd rather him take my money because that's work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people, like, he'd go to the guy, I'm going for you now. So, like, say you're missing, I'll give him his account back. He goes, I'm coming for you now. He's a ruthless bastard.
I wonder who it was.
Well, we were linking it. I think he's either in Nigeria or in America or in California because we worked out a time difference and all that. Right.
Do you know what I always think, though? Like, because you get these messages, the ones that are obviously scams. But, you know, they've come up this whole way, this elaborate way to scam people.
Yeah.
And you think they've come up with this thing. I think sometimes they really let themselves down with a message.
Spelling mistake.
Just like, me so horny, me want to do fuck on you.
I know.
This seems legit. You've gone all that way.
I know. Me want to do fuck on you.
They're really preying on drunk people. Like that morning after.
Yeah.
Like,
the worst is when you get a Tinder like and you think, yes, I finally got a like, and then it'll be something like that. Oh, I live London. I like cinema. And you're like, I don't even bother. I'm like, It's not. I don't know who it is. It's a fake, though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's a fake.
Some of them are bots as well.
Yeah. I mean, fucking. I had one the other day. Yeah, I swear down to get a like. Like, I'm not nothing special, but I got a like finally from time. And I was like, I was like, yeah, and I didn't look at it. I was all like, oh, I bet it's going to be some dead. So I opened it up, and it was like, first of all, the picture, I was like, oh, she's all right. She's decent. And I was like, yes, Jack. And then
spreading yourself.
And I was like, there was a bit of that I like, but I'm thinking, no, it looks more legit. And then I messaged her. No, she messaged me, and I messaged her. And I was like, wait. And I was like, hey, yes. And then I've gone back on it. All the pictures have changed. Totally different person. No. And I was like, fuck it. I'm pissed. So I went and had a wank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it leads me
That'll
to
teach
my...
you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
It leads me to my next question. Well, I'm not asking the question yet, but have you ever been caught wanking?
I mean, that's illegal. You know that's illegal,
I know,
right?
Man, it's
getting caught. Like,
wanking is
public. Oh no, sorry.
Yeah. public wanking.
No, not yet. But mate, wanking's. Let me down my whole life. Wanking's let me down my whole life. When I wank, I don't want to do anything.
What?
I don't.
What do you
when
mean?
I wank, I don't.
Energy zapper.
Energy zapper. Ambition. I don't talk to girls. I don't do anything. If I just wank, like, I swear I had a wanking addiction. I swear down, like, when I wank, I don't want to do anything. But I got caught wanking for my mum, yeah. But you know, it was bad, man, because it weren't just a normal one. Yeah,
a normal one.
No, do you know what was bad about it? I'll tell you, right. So it was stupid anyway. Like, I'm in my bedroom, yeah, in line with the door where the stairs are, naked, dick hat, yeah. And I'm bashing it, yeah. And then mum's come up the stairs like Metal Gear Solid Splinter Cell. Like, she's come up bare quiet. I didn't hear nothing, yeah. She's called. She's gone. She's come in. She's gone. Dinner's ready. And I've gone, yeah. And I've bolted. I bolted. And no, but it was fucked, yeah. Because how can you bolt? Why is it I bolted more than usual?
I can't handle it.
Nah, that ain't right. That's fruity, isn't it? Why have I bolted more than usual?
Stop saying it.
Like, she went, dinner's ready. I went, yeah? And I was like, it went everywhere, yeah? And I was like, I was fucking gutted, yeah? I was like, am I going to go back down? Like, stay? I was like, oh, no. And I was contemplating moving out. Like, I was going to jump on a fucking scheme. Like a let rent to buy scheme was that. Like I was gonna jump on the scheme.
What,
yeah.
What did you have for dinner? What was
yeah,
for dinner?
Well, I think it was like beef or something. Roast beef or something. And you know, I sat there. I sat there and ate the beef. Yeah, and I was like, do you know what I mean? That was a really upsetting meal. That was probably just my saddest meal ever.
It is a very sad meal.
My saddest meal because my mum. We locked eyes, bro. We locked eyes, Jack.
Stop
we locked
it.
Eyes, bro. And I squirt, bro.
Stop it.
Like when I come, yeah, I come bare. But I'm not gonna lie. But for some reason, it was a mad one. Like it was bare. There was bare. Like I was like, did that just happen?
It didn't stop.
I can't
yeah,
handle
it. Yeah, I know.
It.
But well, mate, once you're bolting, like, and
stop
but, you know
saying
what,
bolting.
Do you know what I tried? You try to hide it, but it's all happened now. It's all happened. Like it was all going like everywhere.
Can't handle
this. It's horrible, man.
That's another nice little story, that.
It's a lovely little story, isn't it? Romantic. Nah, but I candles lit, I don't think. Nah, but wanking, yeah, man. So I've got a lot of still wanking stories that are disturbing, like it's not right, bruv.
Yeah, I think we've learned that.
Wanking, so boy, I tell you, I've cut down.
You cut down?
I've cut right down because it weren't healthy.
Productivity went up.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it weren't healthy. And you know, I started seeing videos like, hey, don't wank, like don't watch porn and all that. And I was thinking,
I don't think it's the wanking, it's
the porn, isn't it?
The porn.
Even wanking.
But wanking can zap your energy.
Mate, wanking, yeah. I had a problem. I think I was wanking bare, yeah, and like I said, you don't do anything. Like if you don't have a wank, I'd be like, oh, well, I need to talk to a bird or I need to try and get.
Yeah.
Whenever you see Jack posting loads of videos, like he's quit wanking.
Good man.
Some of my best ideas come out of a wank.
The opposite. If he's gone quiet,
you know what he's doing.
Don't go in the room.
It's true. I know he's happy tissues. Yeah, he's sad tissues.
Jack ain't posted for a while.
Oh, he's wanking. Yeah.
Right, that is it for the public episode of the podcast this week. If you want to hear more of my conversation with Jack, then head over to patreon.com/JackSkipper, sign up for £3 a month, and you can get the rest of that episode over there. So if you are fans of the podcast, you're enjoying it, you're listening to it and think, oh, I've got to wait a whole another week before I get the next episode, then sign up to the Patreon, because I've got a whole other weekly episode over there with my brother Joseph. So yeah, if you are a fan of the main podcast, you're going to love that. It's Joe with his unfortunate stories and weird views on things. But also, as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, it's the community, and we're sort of, you know, we've started to throw ideas about how to develop the podcast. So if you want to be a part of that, then sign up, and it's just £3 a month, and every pledge is very much appreciated. Appreciate the support, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week. Cheers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.